Welcome in, Bleed Tech Blue Radio Game Day Podcast. I'm Ben Carlisle, publisher, BleedTechBlue.com, coming to you again for the fourth time in 2019, fourth edition of our Game Day Podcast, Louisiana Tech. Getting set to host Florida International. FIU comes to Ruston tonight, 7 p.m. kickoff, CBS Sports Network. You know, for the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to break down Butch Davis's squad. Davis is in his third year as the head coach at Florida International, probably most well known for his national championships that he won at the University of Miami, but have to give Davis some credit for the job he's done at Florida International, having won 9 games in each of his first 2 seasons. So you look at this FIU team prior to the season, you know, a popular pick to win the East Division of Conference USA, a team that, you know, really most people anticipated taking that next step forward. You know, I wouldn't have been surprised if they came to Ruston this weekend with a 3-0 record. That said, games are not always won on paper. And you look at this FIU team coming in 1-2 overall. They opened their season on Thursday night of week one, losing 42-14 in New Orleans at Tulane. They followed that up in week two with a home loss. Their conference opener against Western Kentucky, they lose 20-14 before bouncing back last week with a win over FCS program New Hampshire. That was a home game as well. So, you know, 1-2 overall, 0-1 in Conference USA play, really looking to bounce back this weekend, get things going back on that right foot, get things headed in that right direction so that they can potentially compete for a conference championship. So when you talk about this FIU team, the quarterback position is what obviously stands out. James Morgan is a graduate, transferred to Florida International from Bowling Green a couple years ago. You know, one of the better quarterbacks in Conference USA, 26 touchdowns a season ago, 7 interceptions. But there's a caveat. Morgan missed the New Hampshire game last weekend, messed up his ankle against Western Kentucky 2 weeks ago. He'll be a game-time decision tonight, so it's possible Tech will see Kalen Wiggins, a redshirt sophomore, 6'2", 200 pounds, get the start at quarterback. When you look at Morgan, more of a pro-style quarterback, more of a guy that likes to sit in the pocket, kind of pick you apart with his arm, big arm. Like I said, he's a pro, guy that definitely would have been drafted if he had a nice year this year. You know, that's obviously still to be determined. But, you know, really good quarterback, not a guy to be overlooked by any means. When you talk about Wiggins, Wiggins had 187 yards on the ground. He's obviously better with his feet than he is with his arm at this point in his career. So, you know, really the tale of two different styles for Bob Diaco, Tech's defensive coordinator, to prepare for in this one. You have Morgan more of a pocket passer, where you have Wiggins more of a runner. So it'll be interesting to see what Tech's game plan is. It'll be interesting to see if Florida International is willing to go with Morgan, even if he's not 100%, because you look at, you know, this offensive line for FIU, and, you know, the level of competition hasn't been all that special, and, you know, they got some experience up front. You know, they got 3 juniors, 2 seniors starting, but they're also only running for 173 yards a game, but they're only throwing for 133 yards. They're allowing a lot of pressure on their quarterbacks. A lot of those 173 total yards per game came last week against New Hampshire. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they like to do. Wiggins is averaging 7.3 yards a carry in the 2 games that he's played. He's the leading rusher. You look at Jones, the running back Jones, he's a backup, but he's going to play a lot. Him and Napoleon Maxwell are the top 2 runners. Both those guys are only averaging 3.4 and 3.5 yards per carry. So the running game from the running back position, honestly, it's similar to Tech in that they really don't have that bell cow in the backfield that they can really go to on a consistent basis. But both Maxwell and Jones are more of a bruiser type, not really guys that can get off to the races and take one the distance. So that's a look at their quarterback, the offensive line, the running backs, receiver Austin Maloney, Maurice Alexander, the two top threats on the outside. Now, neither guy has more than 100 yards receiving in three games, but that's generally what happens when you're only throwing for 134 yards per game. So look for Alexander and Maloney to also play a big impact on special teams, with Maloney returning kicks, Alexander will return punts, two guys that have the ability to go the distance at any time. You know, you shift sides to the defensive side of the ball. Florida International has had tremendous issues with stopping the run. They're allowing 198 yards per game on the ground. You know, through the air, they like to – I'm not going to say they like to think. Their strength is in the secondary. When you talk about Stanley Thomas, Oliver, Isaiah Brown, Rashard Dames, got some real talent back there in the secondary. You talk about Dames has an 80-yard interception return for a touchdown earlier this year. So they got some talent in the secondary, but you know, teams are rushing for 198 yard. Now, how does Tech combat that offensively? You know, we know that Tech only rushes for 130 yards a game, really struggle offensively to create holes and get guys like Justin Henderson and Jaquise Dancy in space. So it'll be interesting to see if Tech tries to play to its strengths and throw the ball a ton, or do they come out and try to take advantage of an FIU weakness and run it against a defensive line that's had all sorts of issues. At linebacker, Sage Lewis, he's the middle linebacker, leads the team with 22 tackles, had his first career interception last year. He's perhaps the best middle or the best linebacker in general in the conference, so he's a guy to watch as well. But really, defensively, they're really struggling. They're giving up over 418 yards a game, you know, giving up over 30 points per game, like I mentioned. So Tech's got a chance if they can put things together. You know, obviously Jamar's been playing better, completing 69% of his throws. But, you know, not only is it the quarterback's job, but the offensive line is to block well. The receivers have to make some plays. The running backs have to hit the holes and run hard and, of course, not fumble. You know, Justin Henderson has two fumbles in the first three games for Tech. But, you know, looking at the special teams aspect, the kicker for FIU, Borigales, is a redshirt junior, 5'10", 206. He's one of four on the year. He hit a 20-yarder is his only make. He's missed all three attempts from 30 to 39 yards. The punter, Heatherly, averaging 44 yards per punt, is a long of 60, has 7 of 15 punts that have gone 50-plus yards. So he's a real weapon at punter. But, you know, overall in this game, I think Tech has an opportunity to get off to a good start in conference play. You know, it's only the second time Louisiana Tech has opened conference play at home since they moved into Conference USA back in 2013. If you remember, in 2013, Tech opened the conference slate at home. I believe that was a Thursday or a Friday night against Tulane, a game which Tech lost. But, you know, you look back at Tech's win against Bowling Green last week, I thought they did some good things offensively. Obviously, they give up five sacks. I think Holtz mentioned Tuesday in the press conference that, you know, one of those sacks was on Jamar for holding the ball too long. The freshman running back DeAndre Marcus had a breakdown and pass protection on one, and then three of the sacks were on the offensive lineman. If you go back and watch the tape, Drew Kirkpatrick, the left guard, had multiple breakdowns throughout the game. I think he allowed four pass pressures. So hopefully they've got some of those issues cleaned up. And that they'll be going up against, I mentioned the struggles on FIU's defensive line. They've only got two sacks the whole year. So Tech's offensive line certainly has an opportunity to really protect Jamar Smith and allow him to get comfortable throughout the game. But, you know, you talk about strengths, weaknesses, what does Tech need to do in order to win this game? I think offensively you got to put the ball in Jamar's hands. You got to allow him to distribute the ball to his playmakers. Isaiah Graham had the big play last week for a 49-yard touchdown. Smoke Harris had a 29-yard touchdown down the middle in the fourth quarter. We know what Adrian Hardy is. He had a really good game last week with six catches for 95 yards. I thought Holtz did a nice job of moving him around, letting him play some out of the slot. And then, you know, what we got, you know, what Tech has with Malik Stanley, Griffin Hebert, C.J. Powell, some of those guys that are possession-type guys but have played major roles offensively throughout the first 3 weeks. So I think the big thing for Tech offensively, protect the quarterback, allow Jamar to make some throws to his receivers and allow them to matriculate the ball up the field. Now, at running back, is Israel Tucker back? You know, Holtz told us Tuesday that he's week to week. I'd be surprised if he plays, but ultimately we'll see. Obviously, I mentioned Henderson has fumbling problems. Jaquise Dancy, we know he's had issues with injuries throughout his career, but Tech's got to find a way to at least make FIU respect the pass. I mean, respect the run, excuse me, and be able to get 4 or 5 yards when they need it. So that'll be interesting to watch as well. Defensively, I mentioned it'll be Morgan or Wiggins at quarterback. If it's Morgan, I think we'll see more of a normal set from Bob Diaco. I think you could see him pressure him and try to get some pressure on him just to make him move, see how he's moving around back there, knowing that he's dealing with the ankle issue. If Wiggins is back there, I would expect Trey Baldwin will play a spy role at linebacker. They'll try to keep him in the pocket, make him beat him with his arm. He's not the greatest passer in the world. I know he's completing 58% of his throws, but he really wants to take off and run, and so it'll be big for Tech to keep him in the pocket. But, you know, overall in this game, I think Tech's an 8.5-point favorite. I know the line opened at 10. I said Tuesday night on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, I think that Tech wins this game by somewhere, you know, 14 points. I said 41-27. I think this is a week where we see the offense come together and start playing the type of football that, you know, most of us have seen glimpses of throughout the first 3 weeks. But nonetheless, should be an exciting night at Joe Ie Stadium. Like I mentioned, a 7 p.m. kickoff, CBS Sports Network. Myself, Mark Kramer, will be live on KXKZ 107.5 FM following the game. You can call us, I believe the call-in number 800-730-8031. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on the game as well. But Louisiana Tech 2-1, Florida International 1-2, 0-1 in Conference USA play. Tech gets their Conference USA portion of the schedule underway Friday night. Should be a fun one inside Joe Ie Stadium. Want to thank you for listening to the Bleed Tech Blue Game Day podcast. I'm Ben Carlisle, publisher, bleedtechblue.com. We'll see you.